Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on over to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tordio. Today's episode is being brought to you by Robinhood Gold. We got a lot of crap going on over in the Middle East, and we got a brand new terror attack over inside Germany, and I'm telling you, it's just going to keep happening. We got uprisings taking place over inside of the Gaza Strip. The Houthis decided to be a good idea to fire another ballistic missile. That didn't turn out so good for them, so we're going to talk about that. USA is in prime striking range of them and over in Iran as well. We can beat the hell out of all of them. But the worst news that ended up coming out today is it looks like four U.S. service members could have possibly lost their lives. Before we get into all that, ladies and gentlemen, please, please pay attention, and I'll be right back.
With Robinhood Gold, you can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on retirement contributions. The privileges of the very privileged are no longer exclusive. With Robinhood Gold, your annual IRA contributions are boosted by 3%. Plus, you also get 4% APY on your cash and non-retirement accounts. That's over 8x the national savings average. The perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive your 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investment involves risk. Rate subject to change. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Over 8x the national average savings account interest rate claim is based on data from the FDIC as of November 18th, 2024. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
CJ Ladder, do I not look well? Do I not look well? I feel pretty good personally. I feel like I'm looking really well. I got my NFG merch on. I had a great freaking lunch today. It's a beautiful day, and I got to sit down and I got to debunk a lot of people on this whole Signalgate thing, which unfortunately everybody still wants to talk about. So we got to touch on that again, and I'm going to put it all to rest. I heard one of the best arguments today for it, which can pretty much just shut everybody up on it. Chris Hinkliffe came in gifting out a Speak the Truth membership along with CJ Ladder, and we got Brooke Cook coming in kicking out five, and Lord Boosted Jay. That SOB has been a member of this channel for 18 months. It's pretty freaking cool. Bro, your voice in that ad, man, I try. Lord Boosted Jay coming in, gifting out five more. All right, so, yeah, that silly freaking newspaper that everybody likes to talk about came out, and they released the entire freaking thing today. Here's the whole chat. If you guys need to stop it, you need to do whatever. This is the whole thing of what they're talking about, right? And I know I had talked about this potentially being like a disinformation campaign that ended up getting put out and several other things, but somebody actually said something that was made very, very clear today, and that was, if at any point in time, right, as people sit and they go, hey, this is classified, or this information here is classified, this is what it is here and there, and blah, 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 blah. Do we have an OPSEC breach? Absolutely. At a bare minimum, this is an OPSEC breach. 100%. Now, the author of this penned article that talked about this whole signal chat that he ended up putting in actually said that he actually went over to make sure, like, he got it checked by the government that he was free and clear to publish this stuff. Now, if it wasn't free and clear to publish, and he actually had classified information on his freaking phone, well, then they wouldn't have had him publish it now, and he would have gotten a heck of a lot of trouble for putting this stuff up on your screen right here now, wouldn't he? So clearly that's not classified, but then we can go into specificity of it, and there's no grid coordinates, there's no GRG, there's no anything else that's actually included in this entire thing. But even what's more, and I want you guys to think about this, right, as it's up there and it's all sitting down, here comes the weather confirmed and everything else. What's even more about this entire deal here, this whole freaking Signalgate BS that everybody can't shut up about, is if Trump, or if the SecDef, or if, I don't care, anybody for that matter that's up in the administration actually came out with this information either following or right before the strike. Dude, SecDef could have came out beforehand and said, right freaking now, we've got missiles, we've got freaking aircraft, we've got everything on the way to Yemen, and I just want to let you guys know right now that you can run, you can hide, but our intel is so flipping good that it doesn't matter. And not a dang thing would have been done about it, right? And it, when we talk about even further, and it goes in there, then we have like long-range cruise missiles. We've got all this other crap, so on and so forth, right? As we get into it. It's just, it's a mute point. At this point, it is mute. There is no copy and pasted document that goes in here. And like I said, there is a declassification process. Not that Hegseth needs it, but there's a declassification process that goes into it. And should there have been any declassification that took place? Well, yeah. And there are several references on this document in particular. Like, I'll let it keep playing. And you can see as he's talking about all this crap and throughout this document, he even says there's information on the high side. What he's referring to when he says there's information on the high side, more information means that he knows there is classified information that he can't put on here. So he's 100% got that in his freaking best freaking heart as well. So at a minimum, I guess max, actually, when we really talk about it, it is either a, what do you want to call that? It would be a, I don't know, OPSEC breach, basically, or a freaking Intel breach. But in no way, shape, or form do I believe this to be like a classified information, leak. The Times reported that Iran declared war on the U.S. Any truth that? Oh, the Times, man. If that happened, that had to have been just recent. Let's take a look. Did Iran declare war on the U.S.? I know they've been whining and complaining about it, so let's give it a look. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this right here. PBS News ended up putting this out, and they're quoting, hey, stop it, PBS. What they're saying is that NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said Wednesday that four U.S. soldiers who went missing while training in Lithuania had died. Now, this was a huge problem today. This information ended up getting blasted out all over the freaking internet. I kid you not. The first reports that we actually saw coming out of this, all right, the first reports that we actually saw coming out of this look just like this. And people are saying it wasn't training or anything like that, but they were saying U.S. service members ended up getting killed up over by the Lithuanian border. Now, the first person to actually be named to say it, because the United States haven't came out with it yet. The U.S. didn't say that. U.S. hasn't said that yet. I'm going to show you guys where. I'm going to take you guys straight to the source on it. That's not it. That's not it at all. And I'm going to show you the dang vehicle that these guys were riding in. It's an absolute giant clunker POS. All right. It is a vehicle, the one that they had. So the way everything spread, I got to put this out. The way everything was spread about these U.S. service members dying over in Lithuania, which, again, the United States government hasn't come out and said yet. You're going to see their official statement here in a second. But the way it was originally spread, like it is in that article, when you use the term killed, that implies that somebody killed them, right? Like killed, they were killed, somebody did that intentionally. No, that's not what happened. If they even are dead, which the U.S. government hasn't come out with, the only thing that we have as far as that goes is the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte saying that they went missing while training, but they have died. He said he was made aware of that information or something like that, like right before his travels, because he was traveling while doing that. But all of that information, believe it or not, has absolutely nothing to do, like it's not coming from there. It comes from this press release right up over here that I just ended up putting up on your screen, right? This was the first one that ended up coming out. And so where you go to get this information is U.S. Army, Europe, and Africa, where it says Sword of Freedom, right? This is their thing. You could type in, like in the old freaking Google box, if you want, you could type in press release, U.S. Army, Europe, and Africa, and it ought to bring it up. Or you can type in PAO, Public Affairs Office, it'll bring it up. So you can have all of that information, and it will come right out for you. Now, all you got to do, go over to the newsroom, releases and advisories, and you can come down and you can get the latest press release on it. You can see there's two today. So these are the two official statements from the command that was responsible for these people while they're over there. And here it is. The M88 armor vehicle, the four missing U.S. soldiers were operating during a training exercise and has been located. So the armored vehicle, the four missing soldiers, has been located in Lithuania. The vehicle was discovered in a submerged body of water in a training area after a search by the U.S. Army, the Liths, and other Lithuanian authorities. Recovery efforts are underway by the U.S. Army and their agencies. So they're trying to get the dang thing out of there. What's worse is because of the way they were talking about it, they tried pretending like this was some huge secret operation that was taking place. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't at all. They're from the 1st Brigade Combat Team, 3rd Infantry Division, a mechanized combat unit. There is no special operations taking place within that unit, I promise you. It's just not going to happen. Further, if they were driving that vehicle,
For those of you that don't know, let's get this thing up there because it's hilarious that people are acting like this is something crazy. Let me explain to you what this vehicle does while I get this up on here. This vehicle that they were driving, it's this one right freaking here. Let me see if I can blow this up nice and big for you on the screen. This vehicle right here. Oh, dang it. Why would you act that way? This one right here. This vehicle. You know what this does? This recovers tanks. And the people that drive it, generally speaking, are mechanics. And I see 88s can be a nightmare to get out in a rush. Yeah, dude. And then I picture how heavy that sucker is and how quick it's going to end up going into water. And then picture the weight of that water down on the hatches and everything else. Now, I don't know if this vehicle's watertight. I have no freaking clue. No idea. No idea if the hatches were open. I have no idea about any of that crap. All right, but what I do know is if they were in that vehicle and has somebody said it was in a rush, yeah, it'd be a huge pain in the butt. Not to mention when you add the fall that probably went into it. We don't know if they went over a ledge and it tumbled and then it rolled in the water. That would jack people up pretty bad. We have no idea. But this vehicle right here, this one right here, is one of the biggest piles of crap in order to operate. It is a mess. It is made to recover tanks. It's made to recover Bradley's heavy freaking armored vehicles. That's what it does. They're not watertight. There you go. Well, thank you, Nathan Morgan, for bringing that up. It's highly unlikely that it's a waterproof. Right. Well, it depends because we want them to be, like sealed off from gas and everything else. Sometimes like we have that type of stuff that goes. I don't know how it goes. I honestly don't know that much. I really don't care. There is a guy on X Spaces that sounds exactly like me. It probably is. If his name's Matt Tardio and he goes by the tag Anger Tab, that's probably me, bro. That's probably who that is. All right. TerrorWatch UA says, good day, mate. Hope you're doing better, brother. Appreciate you and much respect from Australia. Dude, I love the Australians. You freaking guys over inside of Afghanistan were some of my favorite people to hang out with because you guys already had it going down. Now, what was the other question that we got asked? We're going to look into whether or not Iran ended up declaring war on the USA. Let's check it out. I didn't see anything on it. US and Iran, 5 signs of looming conflict. Yep, no kidding. I'm not seeing anywhere where it's there. Iran confirms it will strike the USA and Israel. Okay, well, there we go. The Times of India put this out. Let's see what the Times of India had to say from your guys' questions. You guys are talking about them going over and declaring war. Matt Tardio is, in fact, Matt Tardio. Thank you, Abby. You are correct. And if you guys were not listening to me over on the panel in X Spaces today, as it turns out, some people like to believe that anything shared on CipherNet is automatically classified information. If you guys don't know what CipherNet is, that is like the secret, how do you want to say this? Like the secret servers of the United States government, like literally secret information is passed and all that other crap. But it can be emails, it can be everything else. And when the guy tried saying that, in order for you to take anything off of that, anything that goes on there is like secret information. I'm like, you mean to tell me if I state that the sun rises into Israel tomorrow morning, that I'm not allowed to say the sun's going to rise in Israel tomorrow? I can't do that. That is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life. Also, my name is at the bottom of a lot of secret emails. You mean to tell me that I can't put my name on my freaking Twitter profile? Holy crap, man. I had no idea. Oh, for the love of God, I got to get my name declassified. I never went through that. People are stupid. They don't really understand how a lot of this stuff works. Iran, allegedly, according to them, is confirmed that they are going to strike the US and Israel. Iran has said it was ready to strike back if its enemies had attacked near or far. Well, there you go. That's not saying that they're going to do it. That's not it at all. But they go ahead and they quote the Brigadier General of Iran that stated that they're ready to attack. So that's not even correct. World War III, this is clickbait beyond all clickbait. And this is what I tend to find when it goes over stuff like that. And then you go and you get those random articles that are out there and it didn't pop up on my radar, probably for a reason. And there's a reason Iran is stating that. For those of you that don't know, there's a reason that Iran is stating this. There's a reason Iran is going down this freaking hill. Let me get you there. Give me one crap. Give me 1 second. We have, where did it go? Maybe I put it all the way down here. Yep. For those that don't know, over in Diego Garcia, the U.S. now, there's actually satellite imagery of it. We could pull it up. Let me get that up for you. And I feel kind of bad because I was yelling at Intel Schizo earlier over on freaking X Spaces, telling him like he's out of his freaking mind. But he did end up sharing something really nice with me earlier that kind of like makes me happy for him. Not that one. There's satellite imagery of it now. There's satellite imagery of these suckers out. Let me grab it. Let me go here. we have estimated 7 B-2 bombers that are over there. Here we go. We have an estimated 7 B-2 bombers. You can look at the date on this imagery over at Diego Garcia. You have these 4 clamshells that are up right there. And then you see these 3 B-2s sitting right over there, right? And they're estimating. And by the way, you have a bunch of refueling tankers hanging out over there as well. I forget how many it was, but it's ridiculous. But it doesn't matter because they've got plenty of range to make it over there and back, and they'll be just fine. But these little suckers, we got 7 of them. Now, I looked into the B-2s today, and this is the interesting part about it. And Diego Garcia, for those of you that don't know, you know what? Now I just got, I do it every single time. So what they're saying, let's start here because my brain's running in circles right now. You've got these B-52s that are down in Diego Garcia, right? And then you have all the refueling tankers. And the other day we had Signalgate, right? Where we had Trump come out and say that we're going to reopen the Red Sea. We're going to bomb the crap out of the Houthis. All of that crap came out in the whole little Signalgate thing, right? And that we're going to do it. You know what else that is? That is a great cover story for buttheads like me that know where to get this type of information and show it to you guys, right? Because you don't get to hide this day and age a freaking national level asset like that. We didn't just move national level strategic assets over to Diego Garcia in this amount of them for no good reason. At least 7 that we know of that we're talking about. Did I get invited to the B2 group chat? No, I did not. All right. Will says that there's 8. So that's why I said at least 7 that we know of. I did see 8, right? But there's at least 7 that we know of. And here's why it's so important. The U.S. government has only purchased 21 of these suckers. 21. That's it. We've only purchased 21 B-2s. You can go look it up. I'm not lying to you. All right. One of them we know ended up crashing years ago. That sucker's out of commission. So that leaves 20, but not all of them are mission capable at all times. So you can assess that we moved what? 40%, 50%, like we moved a buttload of our B-2s over there. And we did it for a reason. And again, they're within striking distance. So does anybody think it's kind of suspicious maybe that we gave a really good excuse for what we're looking at doing, and then all of a sudden we have these B-2s over inside of Diego Garcia? You know what else they're capable of carrying? Remember that like 30,000-pound bunker buster bomb that I had talked about before? Like, I think it was like a month or two ago that Israel allegedly had purchased or was looking at purchasing, but we're like, how the hell are they going to deliver it? Guess what can? Guess what can deliver those bombs, ladies and gentlemen? Israel was requesting it. I'm just saying. And what do you think those bombs would be great for? What do you think those bombs would be really, really good for? Iran may very well be worried about the United States going over and blowing them to flipping smithereens right now, because there they are. They are capable of carrying all of that crap and blowing Iran to hell. As a matter of fact, they could fly over, drop bombs on Yemen, and then make their way in a big giant loop and then just fly over and start dropping bombs on Iran if they really want to. We have that capability. We do. That's a thing. That is a very real possibility. Yeah, the GBU MOP, correct. 30,000-pound bunker buster. That sucker is massive. And what would we possibly need those bombs for? What would Israel need those bombs for? Why would that have actually came out? Well, Natanz, there we go. Now we're going to start talking about the nuclear facilities over inside of Iran. That is exactly why we would want to have those bombers, 100%. 100%. And that makes perfect sense for why we'd put out a massive misinformation campaign in order to do it. Now, all that speculation and time's going to tell. I'm just saying, if these suckers right here end up bombing Iran, don't be shocked. Because it's a very good reason for us to move those assets into the area under the cover that we need all of those for Yemen. We don't need all of those for Yemen. You want to know how little we need those things for Yemen? We already bombed the living hell out of them. And we've been doing it for like the last week plus. Right? Just dropping bomb after bomb after bomb. And if you want to know how effective they are, not that long ago, I think it was like an hour ago, word came out that a ballistic missile had been launched from Yemen. It got launched from Yemen and it ended up falling short. It didn't even leave Yemeni territory. It crashed. It didn't go anywhere. It didn't do anything. We've been depleting their capabilities. We've been degrading their capabilities. We've been knocking their crap out of the sky and we've been blasting them to hell. Blast them to pure hell. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I showed this video this morning. Let me grab this video and pull it up for you guys this morning.
I'm doing this a little bit differently tonight. I'm not sure if I like it, because I discovered that what I end up doing is putting out information and then it ends up getting lost in my stack, and it's just kind of a big pain in the butt. But I want you to look at this. I want you guys to see this right here. I shared this on this morning stream, and it's one hell of a video. If you guys haven't seen it, I've seen it in a very long time. It really is. At first I thought it might be a fake, and then I was like, nope, that's 100% real. And when I look at it and I start paying attention to it, I want you guys to notice, I talked about it this morning, I want you to notice something in particular. All right, I want you to notice this guy's reaction. All right, the video's muted, everybody calm down. When these bombs go off, I want you to look at his face. He's smiling. Boy is like, that old man is like smiling and laughing, right? The kid's scared. And you can make an argument and say that this old man, you can make an argument and say that this old man right here in this video is just trying to be like a big dude for his dad, or, you know, he's trying to be like the better man for his kid, right? Like basically kids are going to follow the actions of their parents. So if the parents look like crap, if the parents look scared, got it. You guys understand that. That's not it. When there's massive bombs being dropped outside your freaking window, most people get scared. This guy doesn't even take his kid and throw him on the ground. Why? Because it doesn't matter. And if him and his kid end up dying, well, guess what? They go to a better place in heaven. It's all fine and dandy. Nobody gives a crap. They get everything so much better. Can't get benefits from Tardio Stream. I don't even know what that means, Club Jed. If you're meaning you're not able to get some of these donated things that are coming in, make sure that you guys have gifts turned on, because we do have some very generous people that end up coming into the chat from time to time. As a matter of fact, they're already in here tonight, and I guarantee you they're just going to start dropping some weird stuff at some random point in time. It's going to happen. I want to take you guys over, though, because some really interesting stuff had came out, and I heard a rumor. I know I had talked about Gaza this morning, pretty in-depth, right? Because there is some pretty interesting stuff going on over inside of Gaza. But while it's happening, while all of these freaking uprisings and stuff are taking place over inside of Gaza, I want you to see, all right? And there might be new information out, but a car went around ramming into more people over in Germany tonight. That happened. It happened again. It happened again. Here it is. I can't do the freaking music. A freaking car went over down another sidewalk and started taking folks out not that long ago. Thumper 33 coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Greatly appreciate you, brother. So while all of this stuff is taking place, we have all of these freaking madmen going around. I'm not seeing a lot of videos from the scene coming out like we normally do. All right. But the word is right now, there is a 16-year-old running around in a rental car and ended up driving it straight through a dang crowd. All right. And having all of that take place. Here's a picture of the vehicle. Flacco coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, sir. Now, what do you think the odds are that things like this that are continuing to happen over there just might maybe be inspired by some of the stuff that's taking place overseas? Anybody? Notice how there's been an uptick in some of these things in the little recent history here? Yeah, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible this happened. He's 16, so maybe we can say that he was like a younger kid and he was just, you know, out having fun, you know, running from the fuzz, and ended up getting a vehicle accident. But you know dang good and well where everybody's mind went. You know dang good and well where every single human being's mind went. Turn what down, Mr. Nice Guy? Am I speaking too much truth today? Is anybody at all? Christopher Jogan coming in, becoming a brand new freaking member. And we had Don Reed coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Love it. Anybody at all that looked at this and said, this might not be a terror attack? Anybody? I'm going to tell you something else that took place over here in the United States today before we even get into some of the other crap. Over in Dallas. I talked about this morning. I've been following it. I'm not letting it go anywhere. And I'm going to probably end up going up there sometime in the near future and just checking it out to see what the hell is going on, because it's not that far. And go over and check it out. We have a massive, massive location here in the Dallas region. all right, called EPIC. It's the East Plano Islamic Center. And people are pissed because they think there's going to be Sharia law and all sorts of other stuff going on. They're calling it like the Mecca of like Al-Qaeda recruitment here in the United States of America, everything else that's down here in like the Dallas-Fort Worth region, all right? Greg Abbott has been on this like it's nobody's business, all right? The governor of Texas, he's been on it. He's been watching it. He's been talking about it. If you're like, if you want to see what the state of Texas is doing to combat this, they're looking for any reason, any excuse to start canceling these dudes and getting the heck out of town. Greg Abbott today announced that the Texas Funeral Service Commission sent a cease and desist letter ordering the East Plano Islamic Center compound to immediately stop all illegal funeral service operations. Abbott said they're operating without a license and that they're being giant piles of garbage and that he's coming after them. He has specifically called them out and said, we're going to come after you because you're doing illegal stuff. And if they are, in fact, recruiting for, you know, I don't know, terror organizations such as Al-Qaeda and things of that nature, it would make sense. It really would. A lot of this stuff's going to come. But again, I've seen no empirical data that proves that whatsoever. I did come across something that makes it seem that way, but I'm not sure. I see a random question in the chat. I'm just going to throw a freebie out there. AIM says, Matt, with all of the tensions, which includes China's aggression towards the U.S., should these operations be conducted covertly rather than made publicly available to the all? What are your thoughts? You know what, man? That's actually a pretty good question. I think that's a pretty fair question. Should the operations be announced publicly? Well, answer is it depends. Because right now, you don't really know what the operations are, do we? And that's what I was like trying to point out here just a little bit ago. We don't know what the operations are publicly because they haven't happened yet, right? And there is such a thing as like a deception campaign that can take place. We can put out false information and make it seem like we're going to be doing one thing. Stuff like that has been happening for ages. Back in World War II on D-Day, we had major deception taking place. And I mean like major deception taking place. I wish Rob was here right now because he would just go ham on it. Dude, we were dropping paratroopers over in freaking like over there that weren't actually paratroopers. They were like dolls and they had like fireworks hooked up to them. So when they hit the ground, they started fighting. We had Germans getting freaking firefights with this crap. We leaked false information purposely about where we'd be going. We were setting up freaking balloons and all sorts of things to let that happen. So yeah. It kind of depends. And there's a difference between leaking that information also with the Houthis. And we want to take a look at things. But if it was, in fact, an OPSEC breach, which took place over Signalgate, if that was actually an OPSEC breach, it's already been discussed. Mike Waltz came out and he said it's his responsibility. He was like, I'm the MFIC, and you can figure out what that means with Google. I can't say that out loud right now. Austin Wilcox coming and gifting out another one. He came out saying, listen, I take full responsibility. That was my bad. They tried to blame it on a staffer. He was like, nope, that's my bad. I'm responsible. He's in charge of it. He opened it up. He threw all that out there. He was responsible. That's what he said. And everybody's sitting here trying to find a freaking scapegoat. And you got a guy going, hey, it's me. It's my fault. And yet nobody, like people are complaining that nobody's taking responsibility for it. No, it's absolutely happened publicly a lot. And no classified information was put out. The freaking dude from The Atlantic that wrote it said he went and got it cleared by the government to put that stuff out. They didn't take his phone now, did they? You know how they didn't take his phone? You know how he didn't have classified information? Because he still got his phone. Because if he was actually, like, can we put on our critical thinking caps for a hot moment here? Like, seriously, can we do that? What do you think the odds are if his freaking name accidentally got put on that chat? That it might have accidentally got put on another one and that they would seize his phone to make sure that he didn't have any more classified information. What do you think the odds are of that? I think the odds of that are actually pretty high. Austin Wilcox says, bless you, Matt. Get it, brother. Keep up the work. Can't always make the live, but watch every day. Also, don't feel bad for any of these terror groups. Dude, I don't feel bad for a single one of them. Jenna came in just throwing out $2. Appreciate you, Jenna. Really, really do. And I believe I already gave some freaking love to Austin Wilcox. Ask Grok if it should be classified. Look, I won't do it. And I'll tell you why. You know what? Let me show you how bad, because you guys are coming in and asking me these different things. Let me show you guys how bad AI is. Okay? Because I've done this before. And every single time I do this, it makes me laugh. I'm going to ask Grok a very simple question. And the last time I did this, it gave me a very specific answer. You ready? We're going to do it. And I'm going to explain to you why this happens with Grok in particular. Let me move this out of the way. Grok takes information from posts that people post, which is the other reason they have this massive disinformation campaign. Boop. Now you guys can watch me do it. It takes information from people's postings and they end up stating Grok ends up coming out and trying to tell you it's real when it's really not. Watch this. Has a hospital in Gaza taken a direct airstrike from an Israeli bomb? If so, which hospital was bombed first? That's a pretty simple question, isn't it? You would think Grok would get this right. Let's find out. Let's see what old Grok says. Wait for it. This is why you can't trust AI. Now, again, I didn't do it that long ago. Yes, Israeli hospitals have been directly hit by Israeli airstrikes. Hospitals in Gaza have. Based on available information, one of the earliest reported incidents of a hospital being directly struck occurred on October 17th. When the Al-Halil Hospital, also known as the Baptist Hospital in Gaza, was bombed. Oh my God. No, it wasn't. We figured that out a long time ago. And you can go back and you can look at this podcast, specifically at the massive, massive debunking I did. And I said how everybody else, all these stupid news reporters, ended up biting off Hamas's garbage. That is the hospital in which they ended up claiming that 500 people died in an Israeli airstrike. When I tell you, don't trust AI, people that just try to grok things, it doesn't work that way. Now, the reason this doesn't work is when you ask it to put its sources down, which we will. Let's just copy the name of this hospital. Because this matters. And what it ends up doing, watch this. A lot of the times, what it ends up doing is showing you the different Twitter posts. So when people put this out and they make these different Twitter posts, you'll see that being used as sources for Grok. And because people haven't came back out and they haven't freaking attacked it, they haven't gone against it, there's not community notes added to it, because truthfully, there's just way too much BS. Way too much. What ends up coming through is a lot of people's different posts. Okay? That's what ends up happening. And again, we all know that it's complete and total BS. So here we have the Human Rights Watch, which again, isn't designed to do these things. Sky God coming in, gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. Reuters, NPR, Al Jazeera, CNN, the New York Times. Oh my God. And it's on Wikipedia. There's no official freaking statement. And yet I can go over and I could take this. And if you guys think I'm freaking lying, watch. Let's just do this. Let's look at the parking lot of that hospital, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? Number one, here's the freaking rocket. And Rob and I showed you guys this over on the podcast. That's the rocket going up into the sky. That's the Venturi blowing out the backside of it, right? And then that sucker ends up going down and smashing down into the freaking parking lot of the hospital. It got streamed live on Al Jazeera, for crying out loud. Streamed live on Al Jazeera. It did. Then when we go and we take a look at it, and you could even see like where the rocket was launched from and all sorts of different stuff. It was launched towards Israel, all right? But when you see the parking lot of that hospital, give me a sec because I'm going to find it. I haven't even done this in forever. I just know that you can get it. This is the parking lot. This is the parking lot that rocket hit. Yep. Those cars caught fire. Now, does this red van right here, by the way, this is the center of it. You can even do a crater analysis. This isn't even like a small diameter freaking bomb filled with explosives. This is a rocket that ended up hitting it. So no, stop using AI. It's not good. All right, you can use AI, but you have to do it very, very specifically, and you have to ask it very, very specific instructions, like when you end up putting it in there. So there's your little lesson when it comes down to like doing research on some of these things, which is just don't trust it. Absolutely not. Do not trust it. Now, here's something that ended up coming out today, which is huge. Absolutely flipping huge. Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, Benjamin Netanyahu gave an interview. He said that Biden told him that if he went after Iran, that he would cut all arms sales to Israel. Netanyahu, this guy right here, that the Biden administration, like I told you, was hamstringing Israel. And we know that because we watched it happen in real time. And this is Bibi.
לקיום של המדינה הזו ואנחנו לא נדדנו בעולם לא עשינו את המסע הארוך שלנו של 3,500 שנים כדי לחזור למולדת שלנו זה לקח פחות בערך 2,000 שנה לחזור למולדת שלנו כדי להיות מובסים על ידי איראן וגרורותיה אין לנו ברירה, אנחנו נכנסים אז הוא אמר לי, אם אתה נכנס אני מפסיק לך את הספקת המשק
Personally, I don't speak Hebrew. I don't. But during this interview, allegedly, is when he ended up stating that. Yeah, no captions on it. That's fine. It doesn't matter. That's what ends up coming out on it. I could have taken it, I could have done captions, but I got a little bit lazy today. I'm sorry. That's what ends up coming out on it. How wild is that? So now we know that Biden was holding it up, and that's why Iran wasn't getting freaking bombed. That's why nothing else was happening. So he said he had the ironclad support, when in all flipping reality, he absolutely did not. Zombie Man coming in, he says, political language is designed to make lies so truthful and murder respectful and to give an appearance of solidarity to pure wind. Yeah, I kind of like that statement. I don't know who said that, but that sounds pretty accurate, right? Sounds pretty accurate. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over and I want to open up the Discord for the Truth Supporters. If you guys got gifted out a Truth Supporter membership, you guys can go up over into the postings and there's a Discord link and you can go over and you can grab it. All right, go up over the postings on our main YouTube page and you guys can go get yourself over into the Discord. Default. Let's make that happen. Sure. Default. I'm going to go down and I'm going to open it up because I want to open up a Live with Matt session and it's been a while since I did it. Why don't you guys come in with me? And if you guys want to come in with me, you're more than welcome. It doesn't normally take that long for people to roll in. I don't normally take questions tonight. I feel really bad. I use this a lot in the morning and I wanted to get a little bit better about it. So I wanted to take it like a little bit slower of an approach tonight. That way you guys had an opportunity to come up. You guys are more than welcome to raise your hands, come up on stage, and we'll get that sucker going for you. All right. So go ahead, come up on stage, request, raise your hand, ask questions. We can have a discussion over there about anything that we talked about. More than welcome to come up. I really don't care. The volume's crazy. Is it crazy loud? Because I have a limiter set on that sucker. If I need to turn it down, I will. It's all right. I'm so sorry. I do have a limiter set. I'll make it better, my friends. Yeah, any of y'all that are chilling over in the audience, you guys want to come in. But, Club Jed, what's up, buddy? And I don't know if that's like Jed as in Jed Bird, or if that's Jed as in like Southern freaking name. I have no idea. I was going through some of my old army boxes today. I came across some really interesting stuff that I might have to bring out and like kind of show you guys, maybe put on display and everything else. I'm kind of shocked, man. Don't you guys want to raise your hands and come up and have a discussion about anything we went over? There he is. Let's get it up here. Let's get one in. Rosternator, what's up, buddy?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
So... yeah, I can hear you. So do you think, what was it? Trump's gonna, actually bomb the living crap out of Iran?
I think that there is a very strong possibility that we're gonna bomb Iran, yeah. Yep, because, okay. Because Iran controls the Houthis. Iran was giving a time window to stop it. And those B-2s moved down to Diego Garcia. And they're there at the end of the time window.
Right.
And we have a very good excuse to have all of those bombers down there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so this could be their last chance by making it kind of publicly known here not to do that, to get them to stop. Otherwise, we're going to bomb the living hell out of them. Because he did warn them. Peace.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a very big possibility, as a matter of fact. Yeah. And like I said, it's a double-edged sword. Russia is going to get hurt by it. So is Iran. And Israel is going to prosper from it. We're going to have the ship. And so, right. By the way, the other big thing that you end up getting out of this by getting the Red Sea opened up, like just a side note, right, is the other thing the Trump administration has been doing is pushing for the EU to pay more and more and more over into the Ukrainian war effort. Well, when that shipping lane is opened back up, when the Suez Canal is opened back up for everybody, not just Iran and their butt buddies, the EU is going to prosper from that, and they're going to end up having more money to spend on Ukraine. So I think he's doing him a deal there. Do you think Iran will get it soon? Absolutely, I do, Austin.
And then going, I'm changing the topic, but when we were talking about the JFK thing, it's been a while. But when I think it was like when I was like younger, like in like elementary or middle school, mm-hmm. I actually went to Dallas. I went to the building where Oswald actually shot JFK.
Yeah, the book suppository building.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. Yeah, just learning about.
Yeah, when you look at it on TV and everything else, it seems like a really long shot. And then you get there and you're like, that's it? Like, that was the shot? Yeah, that's doable. You know?
I told my dad, I was like, that's it? I could probably done that. But I'm not going to. But
right. It's it's doable, in my opinion. But
yeah, and then, just letting anybody know, I do have a GoFundMe. It's at $710 right now. So if possible, can you, maybe pin it up in the chat, comment when, we go live?
Yeah. Can you send it to me on, X and I will throw it in the comment section if anybody wants to help you out?
Yeah, I can maybe send it to you.
Cool. Perfect. I got you, bro.
Yeah. So if I do, is there any way you want, can be able to pick me up or just, you'll maybe try to get a rental car and drive to you.
Oh, no. It's your GoFundMe, so I'll just pin it in the chat.
No, I'm talking about when I get to Dallas.
Oh, when you get here? We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll send you the GoFundMe and my phone number again in case if it got lost in the your messages.
Sounds good, man.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome, brother. Bones, what's up, man?
Oh, not much, man. Yeah, that article I mentioned earlier, it was a 24-hour live feed loop that had been playing for the past 2 days. They showed like an interview with the Houthis leader and everything, talking about how they were launching rockets and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I had seen it at work and just didn't have a chance to try and verify it.
You know, the Houthis, yeah. They're claiming a lot of stuff right now. They also are claiming like there's an actual ship of an aircraft carrier that's very well AI generated that the Houthis are using to say that they actually struck the freaking, what is it, like the Eisenhower? And it's just like, dude, can we stop? Or I'm sorry, the Truman. They said that they hit the Truman. Like the Houthis are blasting a lot of stuff. Like I said, the one confirmed ballistic missile launch that I have today went up into the air and then ended up crashing right back down in Yemen. It went nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. We've done a pretty damn good job over the last couple of weeks of degrading their freaking assets. I got a feeling that, yeah, some of those strategic bombers that got moved over there are going to bomb Yemen. I got another feeling that a couple of them are going to sneak off and they're going to work their way over Iran.
What do you think the timeline is that the Red Sea will be opening up to commercial traffic?
Next month. Like, seriously.
Yeah, and as far as the aircraft carrier goes, I know that Iran took an old cargo container and turned it into a drone carrier.
Right. Now, they've done a lot of weird things like that where they go and they like stash all sorts of crap. Like I've seen them do all of those things. And it's the same crap that's being used over inside of Lebanon as well. And what's funny to me is that both of them are funded by the IRGC and they're both using the same tactics. It's kind of stupid to me. Cheddar, what's up, bud?
Not much, man. Great to talk to you guys. I had a question. So with everything that, go ahead.
No, you go. I'm listening.
Okay. Sorry. With everything that's going on in the world, you know, and Trump's initial plan to, you know, de-escalate a lot of things just all around Middle East, Ukraine, Russia, all of that, not even considering China in them. Okay. It doesn't seem like it's de-escalating. I mean, where do you see any of this actually ending up? Truly.
Well, let's put it this way. We've seen what inaction gets us, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So inaction doesn't get us anywhere. And this is what I've said before. And it's peace through strength. He wants people to stop dying. He wants all this stuff to happen. But at the end of the day, we do have to kill people to make that happen. Right. If I want to go over to, I don't know, Pakistan, and I bring freaking German francs with me, and I try to spend German francs in Pakistan, they're all going to laugh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Why? Because it's not the appropriate currency. The same thing kind of goes when I'm trying to negotiate with these idiots. I need to bring the appropriate currency to them. What do you think the currency is over inside of Yemen? What do you think they listen to? What do you think they're willing to take? Violence. It's what gets shit.
Violence, down. Yeah.
Violence. What about in Iran?
Same.
Violence. What about over inside of Russia?
That one's more questionable because, like, violence is the easy answer, but it doesn't seem like Putin's, you know, I think he has that, maybe it's his ego or something.
What violence has Putin faced?
Well, very true. Very true.
From this last administration, as a matter of fact, none. As a matter of fact, we restricted Ukraine using weapons against Russia for a very long period of time. And it wasn't until Germany got on board and then the U.S. got on board. And then all of a sudden we opened up in a limited capacity for Ukraine to do that, which is insane, which is absolutely insane. But I think the violence towards Russia is going to go towards, there's a reason Russia was whining and complaining about the Red Sea and not to bomb Yemen. There is a reason we're going after Iran. There is a reason we're going after Afghanistan again.
So we're like attacking Russia without attacking them, attacking their infrastructures that they're leaning on. Okay.
Opening up funding for the EU. And I promise you there's some back channel crap that's like, hey, we're going to open this thing up for you, right? We're going to open up this shipping lane for you. You guys are going to get some more money. You guys are going to save some money. Some of that money is getting sent over to Ukraine to help fund some of this crap. And at the same time, we're going to be degrading Iran's assets. We're going to be degrading the supplies that China is going to be able to give to Russia as well. That's going to weaken them. And we also increased targeting inside of Russian territory. It was a really big airstrike last week, wasn't it? Drone strike.
Absolutely. No, they were getting lit. So with all this posturing, you know, Lithuania, Poland, and, you know, them starting to try and respond to the posturing of Russia, do you think that he's just, that's all it is for him is posturing? Like he won't make that jump there?
So I want you to think about this. The four U.S. service members that ended up getting, how do you want to say it? Dead, that lost their lives, right? Today, allegedly, right now, it's alleged. They were on a NATO training operation. If Russia was to go into Lithuania, it'd be a grave and crucial mistake that Russia cannot afford. Yeah, posturing. Absolutely. But it's also possible that Russia takes those alleged 100,000 troops over inside of Belarus and tries sending them down back into Kiev or something like that. Also would be a grave mistake right now. And Putin knows that. Be a huge mistake. He can't afford to do it. Look at, look at how long Kursk lasted.
No. Right?
And the only reason I think that Ukraine sort of back out of Kursk, because that's what was happening, was they were backing out of Kursk, is because of the peace negotiations that were taking place to bring Russia to the table.
Task and Purpose, when they reported on that, they were talking about how the supply lines into Kursk were being threatened by Russian special forces.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how'd that turn out for them? Those have been threatened for a while. Ukraine wasn't even completely contained when they started backing out.
So to bring the
North Koreans to help them.
Yeah, no, that was disgusting. So to bring this kind of close, you think that, you know, things are going to get aggressive before it, but at the end of it, you know, it'll in turn force them to just cease?
Sure. How long ago did Russia start sourcing munitions from the DPRK and Iran?
I mean, that seemed like maybe
right?
Yeah, it was fast.
Yeah, within the first year we saw them going over there and trying to acquire all that crap. And then when it finally came out and they started using it, we had like a 50% dud rate that was taking place with like the artillery shells and all that other crap they were being supplied, right? And then when Russia opened up, it was just a blip on the radar at one point in time that Russia had made large enough purchases of the Shahed drones to like build their own little factory. Like essentially they had like got approval to build the Shaheds over inside of Russia. And then we saw one of the deepest freaking drone strikes by Ukraine over inside Russia blown up that damn factory, right?
Yeah.
So like going after those supply chains and those supply networks absolutely makes a huge, huge difference and a huge, huge impact. But even more so, Russia's losing so much armored vehicles. And this is the one part where those sanctions are actually working, that they're not able to get good steel. They're not able to get good materials and all this other crap. And it's coming out of China. China. And so now... all of these things. You're good, brother. So now we're doing all of these things over there. You know what I'm saying? Like we've got all of this. We've got lots of money now that should be opening up for Ukraine very soon. And we've got lots of supplies that are going to start getting taken away from Russia. And they're going to get delegitimized on the world stage. They are. Because they had all these countries sign up to BRICS thinking that it's going to be a very good thing for them. And it's not going to be at this point.
I don't want to take too much. That leads me just into maybe like one final question. So we've seen the effect that it's had on Russia. They've been terrorizing their infrastructure. I mean, their oil has just been getting hit left and right. What's the breaking point for Russia? And what does that look like?
What is the breaking point for Russia? That's a good question because they don't have a good pulse on all of their supply lines. They don't have access to all of that information. But I think breaking point for Russia is going to be when that happens. I don't see that going very far. I don't.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time and thank you for answering your questions. Awesome community we have, and let's keep it going.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming up. House of Bees, did we get you up here yet, bro? What you got?
Hey, how's it going? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. So I've got a question. So you're saying the information that Hegseth texted isn't classified?
Correct.
Wouldn't placing an American F-18 over enemy airspace and having these specific times when that was going to be taking place be classified, at least secret?
So number one, yeah, if it was actually the F-18s that were going over there along with, what was it, the Tomahawks they said we were firing over in there? Have you seen a video of a Tomahawk falling yet or being fired?
No.
Kind of weird, isn't it? In addition to that, the F-18s also have the ability to carry long-range cruise missiles, do they not?
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they sure do. Would they be able to be outside of Yemeni airspace and still fire those?
Yeah, they could be.
They absolutely could be. And so when we're talking about them having like eyes on target and everything else, not so much. But additionally, do you think maybe we use some F-35s?
I mean, yeah, certainly could have.
So why did he just mention F-18s, right, in particular? And so when we look at this, it could be that we didn't use any F-18s.
It could be, yeah.
Right? And when I talked about, like, everything else, like, that goes into this, when specifically with, like, a misinformation or not disinformation campaign or a deception operation taking place, then it becomes perfectly legal for them to say that because none of those aircraft are being used. Hell, we don't even know how accurate those time windows were. But even more so, if you really look at it and you talk about it, at a minimum, like I said, you could call it an OPSEC breach, right? Like we had a breach in OPSEC because we allowed somebody in there by mistake. We screwed that up. We screwed the pooch on that. Mike Walls already came out and said that. But when we start talking about it and we start talking about things going on there, there's other ways that you can actually go about doing that and having that information released, right? When we talked about freaking... Baghdadi being killed and Trump talking about the guys that were on the ground that were doing all those things, right? Wouldn't it is an OPSEC breach to say that SEAL Team 6 killed Osama bin Laden?
Well, no, that's all like
why?
It's all already known.
Okay. Was it known when Obama stood up and said it?
I mean, well, that's like the mission's complete and over. You're not prepping to send anyone into enemy airspace at that point.
They have
it was an OPSEC breach.
So
it would have been an OPSEC breach beforehand.
Right. But At the same time, when we start looking at this, there's a declassification process that everything can also go through. There was no specific GRGs that were given, like grid reference points, right? Like we got nothing. If it said like building number 123456, like whatever, or freaking this grid or this individual is being targeted, or, you know, X, Y, and Z happened and they were going after this. But the other really big key factor on it is when he's talking about additional information being available on the high side. Meaning that only specific details he was pulling out and authorizing to be released. And in certain situations, yes, the SecDef can do that. Additionally, there's another way to go about doing it. And so when everybody's saying that this is an OPSEC breach or OPSEC, or not an OPSEC violation, but a, sorry, man, it's been a long day. You know what I'm saying? Unauthorized disclosure of classified information. There we go. Unauthorized disclosure of classified information being passed around like that over that particular freaking chat, everything else like that would be bad. This is the other thing that I was bringing up today over on an X space and discussing. Have we seen any proof that that information wasn't authorized to be released?
No, it would be.
As a matter of fact,
you'd have a D-class.
As a matter of fact,
it would all be D-class, labeled as D-class.
Would it be? That would be if it was the document, right? If we took the document, you would see redacted portions of it, and then you'd also have like declassification or whatever on it, right? But that particular information that he shared, and he ended up putting it in there, right? Not so much. But when the author from The Atlantic went to the government and asked them if he could do it, did they take his phone?
Well, no, that's a reporter.
But he's got classified information on his phone.
It's a reporter, though, so like they know these people have stuff packed up.
If I went to the freaking federal government, who's responsible for controlling all this stuff, and I had a top secret document on my phone, you don't think they would have the right to take my phone under exigency clauses?
Oh yeah, they would do that. 100%. Of course.
So if he's got classified information on his phone, why wouldn't they take it? Why wouldn't they?
Because they know this guy's a reporter and he's going to put it out anyways.
It doesn't work that way. Because what if he has additional classified information on his phone? What if he was actually put in that chat? What if he was actually had other stuff? And by the way, it's against the law to share classified information, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even if I came about it in a weird way, if I was walking down the street and I found a document that said top secret, and it was a real freaking top secret document, it had strike plans for Iran on it, and I said, hey, look at what I found, and I shared it out on Twitter, the dang thing went viral, would I go to jail?
Yeah, of course.
Of course I would. Why isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's not classified.
Okay.
It's a plain and simple answer.
All right.
So they didn't take the stuff. They allowed him to release it. And like they didn't take it. They allowed him to release it. He's not in jail. He's not pending charges. Right?
Right.
That's not weird to you?
I think the whole thing's weird.
Right. So what's it smell like?
Well, to me, it smells like a breach.
Okay. At a minimum. A leak. At a max, it would be a breach. Not a leak, but a breach. So we let him come in, right? But so it's an OPSEC breach at most. If we're going to go on that, like an OPSEC breach. They're not war plans. They're not even the attack plans. If you want me to go and pull up actual freaking war plans or attack plans all the way from back in the 1960s, I can show you how detailed those suckers are. That's not what was in that message. And he specifically said to get their butts over to the high side, i.e. go to the classified system when you get where you're going. And then you can get the additional information because that's classified.
So you don't think that if say this reporter was a Houthi sympathizer, that he could have distributed this information out to a Houthi network, and even if they didn't know where they were being attacked, they wouldn't put everyone on the move just to make sure everyone was safe?
What portion of the country was being attacked? Have you looked at Yemen on a
map? They wouldn't need to know that. They wouldn't need to know that. It would just be the network know, hey, something's coming somewhere.
We've been bombing them for the last couple of weeks. They've been under constant threat of being bombed.
So knowing that something was imminent wouldn't matter to them.
What would it do? What would you do? Did you see the guy in the shop that I showed earlier? He's got bombs blowing up outside of his window. He didn't even hit the floor.
Yeah, of course.
And then when you read it, hey, we're watching this guy. We've got sensors on the target. We have all of these other things going on, right? So even if they leave, are we not going to know where they go? We've already got the targets identified. What if they pack them up and go? Who gives a shit? Because we're still dropping bombs on them.
They'd also be extremely vulnerable on the move as well, because we'd be able to watch them while they're moving.
And then they're going to go where? To another location? So now we get to bomb two of them?
Do they have any tunnel networks?
I know they have a mountainside up over by the ocean, a couple other things. I would assume that they have some of them, but not vast tunnel networks that I'm aware of. No. No.
That's the only thing I could think of, is if they had anything like underground in their cities that, say, if something got out and they're like, hey, something's coming somewhere within the next 2 hours, go downstairs or something, you know?
Sure. You also don't think it was odd that it was like this one major left-wing freaking media reporter that they knew?
I didn't even look at his mouth. I just looked at the text.
Yeah, go look at the guy. Go look at his history. They knew that guy.
What does he have to do with the text messages?
Say what?
What does he have to do with the text messages? If you're just looking at the context of the text as being messages between,
because he's going to run his mouth. People. Because he's going to run his mouth. Because he's going to put it out there. I.e., they wanted him to put it out there. Probably because we're moving bombers in over there, and it's a great cover story to blow the shit out of Iran.
Okay.
You also have to look at the fact that the person who brought him into that chat isn't getting into trouble for it either.
Well, I mean, you could look at it that way, but where you could look at it is their little group that cover each other's asses.
Okay, and that's a great conspiracy theory, but there's absolutely no substantiating facts towards that whatsoever. There's nothing that substantiates that says that it didn't happen, right? That they didn't, let's say that was real information, that information wasn't properly declassified. Depending on what title authority they're operating under for this one, it could absolutely be classified by the SecDef on the spot. Like, if you look at any of that stuff that was there, that's in there, F-18s flying over at this time, end up bombing Yemen, and like Hegseth comes out and he says, hey, we bombed Yemen, or we have airplanes right now on the way. We got cruise missiles en route. Screw Yemen. We're bombing the crap out of the Houthis. Would Hegseth get in trouble? What about when Joe Biden told the Taliban when we were leaving? Wouldn't that be an OPSEC violation? Would that be classified information that Joe Biden leaked? Why didn't Joe Biden get in trouble?
Yeah, of course.
Why didn't Joe Biden get in trouble?
Because he's head of leadership.
Because he's got the
those guys don't get in trouble for anything.
Correct. And using Signal as a form of communication, they also have the ability to do that legally. It's a bad look for America if what came out absolutely is a freaking security breach. That would be a bad look. And the more I think about it, the more I look into it. I even said this morning, I was like, dude, like, I don't think it was because of this statement right here. But then I look at it again and I go, I don't know. I can't figure that shit out. But what I do know is that that reporter definitely wouldn't have been allowed to walk away with his phone. If he's got actual classified information on it, he sure as shit would have been told, don't share that, when he went to go get it cleared. And if he did share it after he got told, don't share it, where would he be? Jail. But he's not. Just saying. All right, man.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I'm out of time for tonight, guys. I'm sorry. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Love you, love you, love you.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Sorry about that. Hey, listen, if you guys haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to the channel, because when we start bombing the crap out of everybody, you're going to want to know what's actually going on. Peace, love, happiness. God bless. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.